Okay, I'm going to read three poems with the theme of peace, and that theme expressed in different ways. And the poems that you have on the little card there, back to back, two different poems, I just have a couple of notes about them. Both of them refer in their epigraphs to something called Friends General Conference Gathering of Friends. A little redundant. This is an annual event, usually the first week in July, and it's held in different places each year. The first one I'm going to read, okay, anybody else need one? Whoops, oh, that's the other poem, okay. The first one I'll read is Quaker Peace Tree. The epigraphs of both the poems on this card, as I said, they refer to French General Conference Gathering of Friends. The epigraph for Quaker Peace Tree is the words on the plaque that is mentioned at the end of the poem. And one other note is that this poem uses the traditional Quaker names for the days of the week. Quaker Peace Tree, a living witness that we pray will outlive the occasion of war, planted by Friends General Conference Gathering of Friends, July 2006, Tacoma, Washington. On first day, a fledgling Pacific red cedar stands newly set in soil. A trough circling its base awaits the ceremony of spades to complete the planting. Worshippers tread silently from meeting to lawn. Some bring water carried from their own ponds and brooks. Beside the tree, a dove-gray pole painted with green leaves, white flowers, lent by the artist who crafted it. On third day, news of missiles, a vigil gathers. On the pole, a new poster. We envision a world in which weapons will have no place but in museums' dusty shelves. On fourth day, a flock of paper cranes, diverse in size and color, rests in the cedar's branches. Later, the birds have flown, but a tub of water floats, bits of straw, flecks of dust, plastic cups for hands to dip and pour. On sixth day, the tree stands solitary, pilgrims gone back home. Nearby, two full-grown cedars linger as though watchful parents. Plaque on commemorative stone prays that the young tree will stand when training planes from nearby base no longer pass darkly overhead, troubling the blue northwestern sky. Okay, on the other side, the participants of the workshop that's referred to, they made art by attaching various little odds and ends to bulletin boards on a wall in the room where they were working. Pieces of Peace, found art from a workshop at Friends General Conference Gathering of Friends, Johnstown, PA, 2003. Ribbons, feathers, gauze, glittery streamers emerge from plastic boxes. Hands young and older transform rummage into art and vision what peace means. Sea of saffron angel hair flows over indigo mesh. Leaves, words sprout. Blossom-faced goddess blooms above cat, daisy, seashell, butterfly. From a button's center, a thin, shiny wire spirals downward to Scrabble tiles, spelling out, "Unlike this gold, peace has no end. Let's give it a beginning." And no visual for the third poem. It's a long poem in two parts. Its title, Dancing the World Together, is also the title of a program by a group called the Friendly Folk Dancers. and I've been one of them in the past. They perform international folk dances, places like churches, schools, retirement homes, and each part of their program combines dances from countries that are or have been in conflict. Dancing the world together with the friendly folk dancers. One, circles connecting. Shalom, salam, peace. Women dancers, plain white smocks brightened with blue sashes, aprons, blue tunics over men's white pants. We dance for a troubled holy land. Debka Oud, Arabic steps to thrumming strings. Shibboleth Basada, Israeli harvest dance. And because of America's influence there, a line dance to I Love a Rainy Night, in hope of peace watering dry land. Bridge over the Rio Grande. Quick change from aprons to skirts, tunics to bandanas. Cotton Eye Joe from Texas meets Santa Rita from Mexico. Two dances with three steps in common. No axis, only allies. From countries of World War II, a German couples dance, Kreuzkönig. Slow, stylized tonkobushi from Japan. Picking up sticks, English country dance. And to wrap it up, two rags from the USA as Salty Dog crosses 12th Street. Whom God has joined. Women don shawls, men festive vests for a final suite of wedding dances, Romanian, Hungarian, Croatian. We crown this celebration by beckoning the audience to rise, flap arms, bend knees with us in the chicken dance, embraced by wedding parties the world over. Our lead into the last, best part of our program, when we teach simple dances to these newfound friends who have watched, hummed, tapped their feet, and now move with the music of nations as all dance together. Two, bells sounding. We in white, now randomly holding hands in their circle, more of them than us, understand anew. Whenever, wherever the friendly folk dancers tour, our show is not about our dancing. It's about the wife and husband celebrating 61 years, led up front to be honored in a wedding dance circle. It's about Joey, the only child in a church audience of 20, puppy dogging his new hero, our dance master, Mark. It's about Rose in a wheelchair, rolled by friends, smiling through a simple repetition of claps, snaps, and nods. It's about Abby in the home, rousing from dejection, startling and delighting the staff as her hands move to music. It's about the last dance we teach, our benediction. Audience dancers join hands, three concentric rings, walk, turn, singing around. What a grand and glorious feeling, when the bells of peace are pealing. Arms swing back and forth, our voices chime, we sound our bell together. Peace on earth, peace on earth. Thank you, peace and thank you. And now I'm very happy to introduce my friend and a great poet, Joseph Karasek.